Then his double going up.
Wow. I hope hindi na mga matawag
bon. Mga matawag ang bache. I just wanted to commend you. I think your music is very uplifting. It is always coming a moral aspect to it. Any old enjoying your music. Even adults and adults are enjoying your music.
The Local Rhythms Countdown with Clyde and Mike and Mumu. Every Saturday from 18 to 21. Only on Phoenix FM. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Overt and illegal miners removed from Kikonge gold mine. Civil rights activist criticizes government's move to sue South Africa over Edgar Lungu's burial. And in global news, U.S. deports 8 men to South Sudan after legal battle. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Police reinforcements from the mobile unit have successfully dispersed off over 25,000 illegal gold miners from Kikonge area of Mufumbe district in the northwestern province following their arrival in the area. A check at the Kikonge Old Pit and the Chief's Pit today by a team of cabinet ministers led by Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma revealed that the illegal miners have run away to nearby areas following the security intervention. And speaking to journalists, Mr. Lufuma said his ministry will not allow lawlessness in Kikonge as the area is not just a health hazard but also a recipe for conflicts and other social ills. Mr. Lufuma said the defense and security wings have cordoned off a 120-kilometer radius of Kikonge area, which is rich in gold, in order to stop the illegal mining activities. He has bemoaned that illegal mining leads to loss of revenue to government and environmental damage to the ecosystem, especially with the many pits that have developed in Kikonge, 21 kilometers from Mufumbwe area.
We have come here to survey the area so that we exactly know what is happening from the defense and security point of view. This is why you have Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Home Affairs. And the idea here is to ensure that the resources that are here are exploited in a manner that benefits the nation. Because as it is, the people who are exploiting these resources here, gold, mainly are foreigners. Foreigners are fueling the exploitation, illegal exploitation of these mines. This activity has economic impact in that the revenues that are supposed to be coming out from legal mining are going to illegal miners. They are being exported. Taxes, licensing fees, which revenue is supposed to go into the central treasury in order for the central treasury to be able to support development in this country. The infrastructure, building of infrastructure, building of hospitals, ensuring that there are health facilities there, drugs, etc., etc., cannot be done.
And Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwimbu has disclosed that over 20 vehicles, over 100 scanning machines and gold detectors, and 5 guns have been confiscated from the illegal miners following the police operations. Mr. Mwimbu has directed the police officers to ensure they disperse everyone who will still be found hanging around Kikonge following the cordoning off of the area. Civil rights activist Brebna Changala has criticized government's decision to petition a South African court for former President Edgar Lungu's repatriation, calling it a breach of international relations. Mr. Changala argues that the move undermines Zambia's diplomatic standing and conflates private and state interests. He has told Phoenix News that the inclusion of the South African government in the lawsuit is wrong, given the country's sovereign status over the Vienna Convention. Convention. Mr. Changala notes that Zambia benefited from South Africa's medical care for the late president without acknowledging the support, making the lawsuit even more contentious. He is proposing that to resolve the dispute, government demonstrate humility by respecting the wishes of the Lungu family, and that President Hakainde Hichilema must delegate authority to a senior official to oversee the state funeral and stay away from attending himself.
To go further and sue an independent state which had given sanctuary and the last peaceful day of former president of the Republic of Zambia, that is unthinkable, because every government in the world is governed by the Vienna Convention when they want to interact as a state to state, nation to nation. What is it that this administration wants to get out of the South African government, which they have failed to perform as an obligation in repatriating of our former president Edgar Chagwarungu? What we need at this juncture is for the government to come through to itself, give Israel his honors, and allow, as the state funeral proceeds, the president to delegate.
Zesco Limited has reported a significant increase in vandalism incidents, with 11 major security breaches recorded across 5 provinces in just 24 hours, resulting in a net loss of 537,636 kwacha, 12 ungwe. Zesco Senior Manager for Special Duties and Investigations, Ben Mwanamakwa, says these acts of vandalism constitute economic sabotage that not only compromises electricity supply, but also undermines economic activities. In a statement issued by the company Corporate Affairs Unit, Mr. Mwanamakwa says multiple transformers and critical cables were vandalized, including a 200 kilovolt unit in Ndola, which will require months to repair. He adds that the prolonged outages in affected areas such as Katete, Chongwe, and Ndola are disrupting daily life, affecting businesses, and putting a strain on households. Mr. Mwanamakwa says Zesco is therefore appealing to the public to collaborate in the fight against vandalism by reporting suspicious activities, and has also urged property owners hosting infrastructure to enhance security on their premises. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services says it is currently disbursing 1.2 billion kwacha in social cash transfers to more than 1.3 million targeted vulnerable and poor households across the country for the May to June 2025 payment cycle. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga says households without a person with disability will receive 800 kwacha each, while those with a member living with disability are paid 1,200 kwacha to ensure adequate support for basic needs. Ms. Nachinga says the beneficiary categories include chronically ill persons on palliative care, female-headed households with at least 3 children under 18, child-headed and elderly-headed households, and families with persons with disabilities. She says this enrollment follows a poverty assessment to verify eligibility under the ministry's criteria and streamline distribution and enhance accountability, to which 78% of payments totaling 994,041 households are made via digital platforms such as mobile money and bank transfers. Ms. Nachinga adds that the ministry is also linking social cash transfer recipients to livelihood empowerment programs as a way to provide entrepreneurship training, productive grants, and other resources designed to help households transition sustainably out of poverty.
Ministry of Community Development and Social Services is currently disbursing 1.2 billion kwacha in social cash transfers to over 1.3 million households. These are targeted poor and vulnerable households across the country for the payment cycle of May and June. Furthermore, government has committed to maintaining the transfer values of 800 kwacha to a household without a person with a disability and 1,200 kwacha to a household with a person with a disability. We've made steady headways in reducing human interface in the disbursement of funds, and this is promoting accountability and transparency in the process.
The Buy Z campaign is urging newly appointed permanent secretary in the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, Dr. Max Jombe, to prioritize the procurement and stocking of essential vaccines to combat livestock diseases in the country. Buy Z campaign founder Evans Ngoma says this is aimed at protecting the national herd, enhancing food security, and supporting the